Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Good evening, good afternoon. This is Watchman on the Wall. End Time Global Link Ministry coming to you from Warren, Ohio, stretching on down into Atlanta, Georgia on Block Talk Radio, coming in loud and clear. Listen to what I have to say through the Word of God. Jesus Christ is on his way back. Thank God Almighty. He's on his way back. But I got another news that's going to fool the world. That is, the false Christ will come first. Let me explain that. The false Christ will come first to deceive the world, and many, many, many multitude of people will believe that this is the true Christ. This man that's alive today, he's alive. He's a full-grown man. And he's getting ready to come on the scene because the world is looking for a world leader. Amen. They've been looking for a world leader for a long time that they believe they can get the world together. Amen. And make it a new age. Make it a new world order. Make it a new world government. And this man is on the scene right now. He's alive. He's waiting in the wing. And I'm going to let you know right now, he cannot come on the scene, although he's alive today. Amen. And later on, I'm going to give you some information on his characteristics. But before we get into that, we want you to bow your heads. Eternal Father, God Almighty, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for this opportunity, for letting us come in your presence right now. And let the word of God go out as a mighty sword that will not come back unto you void. We ask you right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you speak through your servants. Let me hide behind the cross of Christ, because at the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, the one that died and suffered on Calvary's cross, the one that bumped his head and died and put in the grave, and on the third day when he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand, he's getting ready to remove the church of the living God, the church that he purchased with his own blood. And Lord, let me speak to somebody that needs to be saved right now. Saved by grace, saved by faith, saved by the love of God and his long suffering, not by works. Works cannot save you. Only the grace of God can save you through faith. For without faith it's impossible to please God, for you must believe that he is a rewarder for those that literally seek him. Go with me, Lord, as I speak your word in Jesus' name. Just say amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. The Antichrist is on earth. The Antichrist is on the earth. He is living today, and he's about to come on the scene with all the catastrophes and all the news that's going on in our world today. The Antichrist is waiting for his moment to come on the scene and claim this would be the devil's instrument. This would be Satan himself bringing his false Christ on the scene, because the world seems like they don't want to accept the true Christ, the one that died and suffered on Calvary's cross, the one that had the nail-scarred hands, the one that was whipped on, the one that took the cross from the streets of Jerusalem onto Mount Golgotha, and there he hung up there for 6 long hours and put in the grave, and on the third day he got up and got up on the third day morning. That's the Christ that's coming back after the Antichrist makes his rise. But the Antichrist will definitely come first. And when he comes, he's going to come on a peace platform. He's going to try to bring peace on the earth and fool a lot of people, because we have had over 45 presidents. We have over 2,000 years of men looking for somebody to come and straighten the world out. So this man is coming. It's going to be a fake. He's going to be a phony. He's going to be a quack. And the world is looking for something that's not true. And when he comes on the scene, he's going to seem like he's a true Christ. But he will be a fake, a phony. He will be a one that will have smooth words of confrontation. And he will be one that will deceive the world. And he's alive right now. And you say, well, how do you know all this? How do you know? Well, he has to be alive now, because all that's going on in the Middle East right now, all the battles and rockets and bombs are being dropped on Jerusalem, and Jerusalem has to retaliate and come back after the Palestinians. All this is in the Word of God. God said, before I come back, there will be a false peace. There will be a great deception, and there will be a false antichrist that will claim the deity of God, and he is not God Almighty. It is Lucifer, the devil, the old Beelzebub, the red dragon, the beast, the antichrist, anti-God, anti-holy, anti-cross, antichrist. He don't believe in nothing but himself. He has done nothing to save man. The antichrist will do nothing to save man. He didn't die. He didn't suffer. He ain't been nailed on the cross. He has never persecuted. He's never done no miracles like Jesus done. The reason why? Because people believe in a lie before they believe in the truth. The antichrist was born. Listen to me now. Listen real carefully. Was born June the 30th. 1968, he was born. He was born, and he's the son of Juan Carlos, Don Juan Carlos of Spain. Don Juan Carlos was the king of Spain from 1975 to 2014. Now, this is the father of the Antichrist that was born in 1968, and his name is King Felipe. King Felipe is his name, and he is the king of Spain. Spain, Spain. Don't forget that. You need to check Spain. You need to check who's the king in Spain, and you will find out it is King Felipe. He is the son Juan Carlos. And Juan Carlos was put in office by Generalissimo Franco in 1975. Generalissimo Franco established Juan Carlos to be the king of Spain from 1975 to 2014. When Juan Carlos had got older, he got older, and he was too old to continue on to be the king of Spain, and so he gave the throne to his son, King Felipe. He is 53 years old right now, and he is the king of Spain. And in the book of Daniel, Daniel saw 10 horns come up out of Western Europe. And these 10 horns represent the European common market known as NATO. This is in the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. You will find that Daniel had this vision 2,600 years ago before it even happened. And he said, in the latter days, these 10 horns would rise up out of the horns of the beast, and they will be known as NATO, the European Common Market. And after Daniel saw the 10 horns, and the 10 horns represent the European Common Market. And then he said, after I saw the 10 horns, I saw another little horn, a little horn that came up from among the other 10 horns. Ooh, my God, he is right on time. Daniel knew what God had given him, and Daniel wrote it in the book of Daniel about the Gentile nations, and he was writing exactly what would happen at the end time, that the European common market known as NATO would rise, and out of that NATO, another little horn that would come up, and this little horn had eyes like a man and spoke great things against the Most High. This eyes represent intelligence. This mouth represent blasphemy against the God of heaven. And the next little horn that came up, listen to me, the next little horn that came up, and this horn came up in 1986. In 1986, Spain had been a democracy country from 1975 to 1986, had become the 11th horn, the 11th horn. And this 11th horn represents the country of Spain, because Spain was the least country that had power, the least country that had economical and political system, and it was one of the weaker horns. But it grew up to be stouter than the other 10 horns. And now, by declaration of information, Spain has become the head of the 10 other horns that represent the European common market. So out of Spain will come a king. Out of Spain will come a prince. Out of king will come a warlord. Out of Spain will come the Antichrist, the man of sin, the son of perdition, is here on earth right now. Because absolutely, definitely, we are living in the last days. We just got a few more days to be here. We got a few more months to be here. And maybe, maybe a few years. My God, it's so close. I cannot explain to you how far I got to go back to make it vivid for you to see how close we are. We're so close that men today don't know the truth from a lie. And when this Antichrist comes, he's going to speak lies, and the people are going to believe that it isn't true. My friends, let me tell you, we are living in that time where the Antichrist is in existence. King Felipe, I can't say that enough. If you don't believe me, check your YouTube, check Instagram, check the history of Spain, check it, run reference on Spain, and see who are their descendants. They descended from Esau. Don't you know Esau and Jacob were brothers? Don't you know that Spain and the Spain and Israel are twin brothers according to the scriptures, that these two boys came out of Rebekah's womb, and it was Esau that came first, and after Esau came first, Jacob took hold of the heel of Esau. Jacob took hold of the heel of Esau, and in process of time, it was supposed to be the Spanish people that was supposed to be the chosen people, but guess what happened? Something happened between Jacob and Esau, and that was that Jacob sold his birthright. Jacob bought his birthright from Esau. In other words, Esau sold his birthright to Jacob and gave his inheritance to Jacob, and Rebekah plotted for Jacob to take all the blessing away from Esau, and those two brothers became enemies. And even in today, Spanish people have persecuted the Jews all the way from that time until this present day, and the last persecution will come to the Gentile nations in the end of the tribulation period. The last 3.5 years will be persecuted. The nations of the world will persecute the Jewish people, which now is in preparation. Look at the Hamas, look at Hezbollah, look at all the Palestinian nations and the leaders of the world that's plotting to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth. Well, let me tell you something. There's a big disappointment coming. There's a big disappointment coming because God chose Jacob to be what? The head of the nation. God chose Jacob because Jacob was a promised seed from Abraham all the way down to Isaac all the way down to Abraham, and since Jacob was the chosen seed, God had to choose a nation that would obey, and he chose that nation through Abraham. Abraham, the father of faith. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness' sake. And because Abraham was such an obedient servant of the Lord, God said, out of thee, I'm going to rise up a nation. I'm going to rise up a unique nation. I'm going to rise up a nation that will obey. I'm going to rise up a nation because I'm going to institute and I'm going to verify that this nation will be the head of all nations. It will be the example of the God of Abraham and of Jacob. This nation will represent God Almighty on this earth. And if you don't understand that, I'm going to show you how it looks. God chose Abraham, and out of Abraham came Israel. Israel, amen, became the father of 12 nations. Amen. The tribe of Judah, the tribe of Issachar, the tribe of Zebulun, all those nations were born from Jacob. And God said, this nation will be not my favorite nation, but my chosen. God chose the nation of Israel to be representative of him on this earth from Genesis all the way over to Revelation. The Jews are God's chosen people, and the Jews will be standing at the end of time when Jesus Christ comes back to this earth. But Jesus Christ cannot come back to this earth until the Antichrist have his go at it of trying to play God, the devil. Trying to play God. Where did this come from? This thing came from Lucifer. The devil has always wanted to be like God. How is that, preacher? In the book of Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah, we see the 14th chapter of Isaiah shows us the devil himself trying to take the place of God Almighty. The devil has been trying to do that ever since the fall of him in heaven. He was cast out of heaven because he wanted to overthrow God Almighty. He wanted to rule heaven. He wanted to rule the universe. He wanted to rule everything God had made, not realizing that before Lucifer ever come forth, God was already here. God didn't have no beginning. God don't have no end. He's an Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. And he created Lucifer because the Bible said that he brought forth Lucifer in what? The 14th chapter of Isaiah, the 12th verse. Listen to what Isaiah wrote by the inspiration of God Almighty. It says now, this is what we're fighting against. This is what the church is fighting against. We're fighting against Lucifer. We're fighting against the devil. We're fighting against an anointed cherub that's trying to overthrow God's plan. He's been trying to do it for the last 6,000 years, and he has failed. And now, as we come to the end of time, we come to the end of the minute, we come to the end of the month, we come to the end of the year, there's a time coming when Satan will try to rise up again, but that rise will be his last rise because he tried to rebel in heaven and God threw him out. Now he's trying to rebel against the earth and the kingdom of God and the church and the saints of God, and God is going to cast him into the bottomless pit at the end of the tribulation period. This is what Satan had, Lucifer had in his heart. This is his desire. This is what he wants. He said, how art thou fallen from heaven? Lucifer used to be in heaven. He used to be the anointed cherubim. He used to be the guardian of God's throne. He used to be the one that leads the choir in the praises of the angels and angelic beings in heaven. He did that. I don't know how long he did it, but that was his position. He had that position. He is a created angel. He's a created cherubim. In other words, God spoke him into existence. I go back over that. God spoke Lucifer into existence. He was in heaven. He was around God's throne. He was the leader of the angelic host of praising God. And as he began to participate in the services and participate in the authority that he had, he thought one time that because of his beauty that he could overthrow God. And this is what he said, how art thou fallen from heaven? And let me tell you, that was a great fall for Lucifer. He fell from beauty to degradation. He fell from beauty to damnation. He fell to eternal punishment. Eternal punishment. Eternal torment forever. He cannot be redeemed. He cannot be saved. He cannot be bought with the price of Jesus Christ's blood. He can't do it. He can never, never come into the presence of God forever and ever and ever. He will be cast into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone forever, because hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, his fallen aliens, his fallen demons. Every demon that went with him, every angel that followed after the Satan, because let me tell you what happened. Lucifer convinced one-third of the angelic beings. He convinced the angels to go with him and to rebel against God Almighty. And he took one-third of the angelic fallen angels, and they were cast to the earth. They became demons, devils. They became wicked, wicked more than your mind can imagine. The devil would do anything to destroy you. He will do anything to get rid of you. He will do anything to get you to go to hell with it, because that's where he's going. I'm talking to the devil now. He hears me. He knows he's going to a hell-bound creature, and he's trying to take all of God's creation. He's trying to take all those that reject Jesus Christ to hell with him. And guess what? I don't give him credit. I don't give him credit for nothing. But number 10, the devil is deceiving people every day. People are dying, going to hell, because they believe Lucifer more than they believe the loving Christ. They believe in having parties and stuff instead of believing in the cross. They believe in drunkards and whoremongers and lying and cheating and backbiting. They believe in that. They serve sin. But when you say Jesus Christ can save you from the sin, they don't want that. They want to live the way they want to live. And since you want to live the way Satan wants you to live and not the way God wants you to live, guess what? When you die, if you die without Jesus Christ in your life, if you die without the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and believing that he died for your sins, that he suffered for your sins, that he dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder for your sins, he was put in the grave for your sins, he was resurrected for your sin, if you rejected that and you blaspheme against the love and mercy and goodness of God, and you die without being filled with the Holy Ghost, you die without the Spirit of God in you, you die without the redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, you die without Christ, you are going to hell. Not I didn't say that. I ain't got no heaven and hell to put you in. I can't do it. Nobody can do it but Jesus Christ. And here Satan knows that the cross, he knows that the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can redeem it. He knows that. He knows it. He knows it. And he's keeping the families of earth. He's keeping the humanity. He's keeping people away from the cross. He'll tell you anything, but he'll tell you one thing. He said, don't you ever accept Jesus Christ. If you accept Jesus Christ, guess what? That means that you can receive eternal life with him, and you don't have to perish in hell with him. So he's telling the world today, you don't need Jesus. He didn't die. He wasn't resurrected. Jesus Christ wasn't God Almighty. Woo! He's telling people that today. And people are believing it. They believe in having all kinds of religions, thinking religions is going to get you there. But my religion, your religion, and anybody else's religion will never get you to heaven. Woo! Because religion is different from salvation. Religion is a thought of man wanting to get to God on his own will. That's your religion. But salvation means that you have a relationship, an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ through his blood. That means that you accept what Jesus Christ did for you. What did he do for me? He died for me. He suffered for me. He was put in a grave for me. He was nailed to a piece of a timber and hung on cross for me. He was beaten. He was spat upon. He was rejected of men, a man of sorrow. He took all the sins of the world and we put it upon him, and he became sin who knew no sin. In other words, what I am, Jesus Christ, became what I am. What were you? You was a sinner. You was a lost sinner. You was a whoremonger. You was a liar. You was a homosexual. You was a blasphemer. You was an idol worshiper. You were men without Christ. Men, women that live without Christ and die without Christ, I guarantee you through the word of God, you are lost. And nobody that's lost can go to heaven. Woo! If you lost, you can't go to heaven. Because when you're lost, you don't know who Jesus Christ is. In order for you to get to heaven, you got to have your sins washed white as snow. You got to have your sins destroyed in your soul and in your spirit. And the only power on this earth, amen, that has that kind of power is the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lucifer says, how art thou fallen? Son of the morning. Oh, he was a bright angel. He was a unique angel. He was an extravagant angel. He was the most powerful angel in heaven, taking care of God's throne, taking care of the music world. Woo! He's the king of music. Amen. He had pipes and gold and silver. He had all kind of music instruments that when he would walk, music would come out of him. That's why you get all this old crazy music from today. Lucifer brings this stuff. Lucifer is the designer of all this year wicked music that's been playing today. Why? Because he was a music box. And God made him so gorgeous, amen, that one day Lucifer looked in the mirror of reflection and saw himself. And when he saw himself, he looked and he began to build up pride in himself. And he said, look at me, man. I'm a handsome. I'm unique. I'm immaculate. Whoa, I'm more beautiful than God. I'm more gorgeous than God Almighty. You know what I'm going to plan to do? I'm going to plan to take over. Take over. I'm going to do a coup in heaven. I'm going to dethrone God. This is what he's saying. I'm going to dethrone God. I'm going to pull God off his throne and cast him into hell. And that's what Satan wants to do. They want to dethrone God. He wants that God's place. He wants to rule in God's place. He wants to be like God. Now listen, what Isaiah said is his characteristic God. He says, how art thou fallen? From heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning, how art thou cut down? You cut down, brother, to the ground, which did is weaken the nations. When Satan fell from heaven, listen, when Satan fell from heaven, guess where he headed? He was headed for the Garden of Eden. He got up there in the Garden of Eden, and I don't know what form he came in, but he was a serpent. Amen. And he spoke to a serpent, and he spoke to what? He spoke to Adam and Eve. God had already gave them instruction on how to behave themselves in the Garden of Eden. And he said, out of all the trees in the Garden of Eden, there's one that you're not allowed to eat, but the rest of them you can eat out of. And that's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat it. Don't touch it. The day you eat thereof, you are going to die. I mean, you're going to die. What I mean, you're going to die a spiritual death, not a physical death. God didn't kill him. But what Satan did, he caused Eve to eat the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. When she ate it, nothing happened. Nothing happened. But she took the fruit to Adam. And Adam knew. He knew he was not the seed. The man was not the seed. The man knew that if he would eat it, they would die, spiritually dead, cut off from God. You're on your own. You do your own thing. You live your own life. You don't want God in your life. That's what happened to the human race. When Adam and Eve sinned and they found out they were naked, and God told them, who told you were naked? And Adam said, the woman that you gave me caused me to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And I found out that I was naked, and the Lord told Eve, because you have done this, you will have sorrow, and told the man, you're going to sweat by the sweat of your face, and told certain, I'm going to put an enmity between you and your seed and the woman's seed. You shall smite his heel, and he shall bruise your head. In other words, God cut off from Adam and Eve, and they were on their own. God didn't do it. Lucifer done it. He was guilty of being deceived. Adam went deliberately and disobeyed God, and sin came into the world. Sin. What is sin? Sin is transgression against God's law. Sin is all unrighteousness. If a man knows to do good and does not, to him it is sin. It tells me if you break the law, you have sinned. Anything, listen, I'll break it down like this. Anything outside of the holiness of God is sin. You get what I say? Anything outside of the holiness of God Almighty is sin. Anything that's outside of the holiness of God is sin. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The whole human race have sinned. The whole human race was born in sin. The whole human race is lost without Jesus Christ. The whole human race must be redeemed. And the only way the human race can be redeemed is through Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty in the flesh. Somebody got to die, and God was the only one that had the power enough to become man. Good God Almighty. He became a man with a blood system, with veins and capillaries, with all the organs of the body. He was a man. He got hungry. He got sleepy. He had all kinds of situations, amen, that men have today. But by him being God, he knew no sin. He couldn't sin. But he became sin. He took all sin and nailed him to the cross. That's what Jesus done. That's what God Almighty done through his son, Jesus Christ. Because there was no other man on the planet. There was no other angel. There was no other cherubim or seraphim. There was no other entity. There was no other God that could do what God did. And that is God Almighty, Eternal One, became a man, a human being. And the only way God could redeem man was through a man, a human being. And God became just like us, but without sin. And to tell me Lucifer has had a grip of the human race ever since the Garden of Eden, and in the last days that we're living in, he got the grip to majority of the population on this earth. He got a grip on them, and he's trying to prevent them. He's trying to prevent them. Listen to me now. He's trying to prevent them from going to the cross. No cross, no crown. No cross, no redemption. No cross. Woo! You can't be born again unless Jesus Christ saved you. And the only way he could save you, he had to die for your sin. He done that already. Come back from the grave. And now souls can be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. For there is no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only man, God man, God in man, woo, that can save my soul from sin. And when he saved me forever. He didn't save me for the day and lost tomorrow, or save me for the day and lost tomorrow. He saved me forever. I have received eternal redemption through faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, I put all my trust, I put all my faith, I put all my hope, I put all that I got into Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty. It was God that became man and suffered for my sin. And now since he suffered for my sin, and I repented of my sin and turned from my wicked ways and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. S-A-D-E-D. And the devil gets mad. He gets mad when one soul receives Christ. And the Bible says the angels in heaven rejoice and shout and say hallelujah when one soul gets saved every day. Somebody's getting saved right now. And the angels is still shouting ever since the day of Pentecost. They're shouting every day because every day somebody is coming to Christ. Somebody made a wise choice. Somebody give up just by going to church. Going to church, saying that they go to heaven, that ain't going to work. Some people say, well, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't know, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't bother nobody. No, you can't go to heaven. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how sweet you are. I don't know how loving, giving, and compassionate you are. You must be born again. You got to come to Jesus Christ. You got to if you want to see Jesus, if you want to live with Jesus, if you want to unrighteousness and believe in the righteousness of Christ, you've got to repent of your sin. You have to have a godly, broken up, contrite spirit and say, Lord Jesus, Almighty God, I'm sorry for being a sinner. I'm sorry for sinning against you. Will you please save my soul from sin, because I don't want to sin against you. I want to live for you. I want to see you. I want to live with you forever. I want to sing your praises forever. I hate the devil. You got to hate the devil in order to really understand what Satan is trying to do to you. He's trying to keep you out of heaven because he can't go to heaven no more. He can't even come near heaven. He is doomed. He's going to spend his time in a lake of fire. Listen, he says he's cut down to the ground. The human race has been cut down to the ground. The human race has become so corrupt and so vile and so sick. Men today are losing their mind. Women today turning to men, men into women. Children are being rebellious. They tell me it's so bad now, it's unsafe to even lock your door anymore because people bust down your door. It's unsafe to leave your kids unguarded because see people are running up and down the highways, stealing people, stealing babies. The world has gone sanely in madness. Madness is reigning over the earth. And the reason why, because men have been cut off from God. And the only way that man can get his life straightened out, he's got to come to Jesus Christ. When he comes to Jesus Christ, God fills him with his love. And he no longer hates no more. What he hates is sin. Woo! And if the Bible say, if a man say he love God, and if you love God and hate your brother, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. So a lot of people is lying today. When you tell me you love God and you hate your fellow brother and you out there marching and killing and raping, you don't love no God. You love yourself and you're just a plain liar, because the Bible says no liars will ever enter the kingdom of God. And God will not let a liar tarry in his sight. Lord have mercy. So what we talking about? We talking about old stupid Lucifer, because he's after your soul. That's what he wants. He wants your soul. And if he said, I can get that soul and keep it, die, I got it. But if he accepts Jesus Christ, ooh, that's the one thing he don't want to do, because I'm gonna make sure he stays away from the cross. Don't get near the cross. Don't let that blood flow from Emmanuel's vein. Ooh. Good God Almighty, if the sinner falls beneath the flow, guess what? He'll lose all his guilty stain. You become a new creature in Jesus Christ. And now if you die with Christ, if you die being born again, if you die being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, guess what? When you die, the angels of heaven will come down you and pick you up and take you to paradise. in the presence of God Almighty, because the only ones that's going to get to heaven and see Jesus and live with Jesus are only those that have been redeemed, washed in the blood of the Lamb. I don't care who you are, what you are, where you're coming from, or who you are. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can be ugly, you can be pretty, you can be black, you can be white, you can be Chinese, Japanese, you can be Hispanic, you can be you. Whatever you are, whoever you are, one thing you got to have that new birth. And that new birth says, I've been changed, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I know I've been born again because I love my brother. I love those that hate me and despitefully use me. I love those that persecute me, say all kind of evil. I love them. And the only way you can love them is through Jesus Christ. And the devil said, I'm going to try to keep the humanity away. And old Lucifer, the son of the morning, that bright morning star, he said, which did weaken the nations. The nations of the world are weak today because of Lucifer. He said, for thou hast said in thine heart, this is what the devil has said in thine heart, his heart, his desire, his will, this is what he wants. He said, Lucifer has said this in his heart, I will. Now, he's talking like he's going to do it. I will ascend into heaven. So he's telling God Almighty, I'm coming back. I'm coming back in heaven. I'm going to ascend above heaven. I'm going to get that throne. I don't care what it costs me. I'm going to get it. I'm going to defeat the purpose of Jesus Christ. I'm going to try to defile his genealogy. I'm going to try to defile his DNA. And he tried it for what? He tried it for 4,000 years. Satan is trying to pollute the seed that Jesus Christ would come through 242 generations. He has tried to deceive and trick the descendants of Jesus Christ and cause them to become ruthless and mean and cruel. So the seed of God that he became man could not come, and he lost. He lost. Because in the fullness of time, God sent his own son, Jesus Christ, through 42 generations. And they wrapped him up in swaddling clothes and laid him in Bethlehem of Judea. And they said, Mary, you shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And that was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, when he was born sinless. No sin. Ain't that something? No sin. Satan tried to stop that. He tried to stop it in many ways. He tried to stop it at the flood. He tried to stop it at the Babylonian. He tried to stop it at in Babylon. He tried to stop it all the way down to the four world empires. He tried to stop it in Egypt. He tried to stop it in the Assyrian Empire. He tried to stop it in the Babylonian Empire. He tried to stop it in the Medo-Persian Empire. He tried to stop it in the Grecian Empire. He tried to stop it in the Roman Empire. But when he got here, they said, we couldn't stop him. And Herod said, well, I'm going to kill all the firstborn under 2 years old. It couldn't stop it. And then they said, well, we couldn't stop him. And he was born and he was raised. Now we know who he is. We're going to kill him. And when they laid him in Calvary, when they took him up to Calvary Cross, they nailed him, and they let him hang for 6 long hours, and he dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder. They said, well, we done got rid of him. Don't you know what the devil did? The devil said, hey, we done killed him now. I'd like to see him do something. I'd like to see him come back from the grave. I'd like to see him be resurrected. Who's going to resurrect this Christ? Who's powerful now? Who is wise enough to raise himself? Oh, good God Almighty, don't you know God himself? There's nothing impossible. And they tell me Jesus Christ died in the flesh, but he was resurrected by the quickening of the Spirit of God Almighty. And when he was in the grave for 3 days and three nights, Satan said, now I'm going to go up to heaven. I'm going to ascend into heaven now because he's dead. And since he's dead, I can enter into heaven. He tried, but he couldn't do it. He said, I'm going to ascend into heaven. I don't kill the Messiah. I don't lay them away. Mm-hmm. And I know I'll be able to keep him in the grave because I kept all the patriarchs in the grave. I kept Moses in the grave. I kept Joshua in the grave. I count Samson in the grave. I count all those in the Old Testament. I still laid them in the grave, and they haven't got up yet. And I know if I just slayed all of them, death got them. And since death got them, I'm going to kill the one that calls himself the Christ. I'm going to kill the one that called himself Jehovah. I'm going to kill the one that called himself the Messiah. And that's what old Lucifer did to the human race, because the human race didn't know what they were doing when they saw Jesus. Well, they said, we don't want it. We don't want him. We don't have no need for him because of our Messiah is yet to come. And we believe in man. We believe in a Roman government. But it was no good when they laid him in the grave. Satan told all his imps, I believe, said, hallelujah. We don't got rid of him. But they didn't know 3 days later. Yeah, 3 days later. Something's going to happen. 3 days later, something happened like never before. 3 days later, no man can write about anything so greater than 3 days later. Because when 3 days later came, some men began to wonder, was Jesus going to get up again? But they tell me, on the third day morning, early in the morning, they tell me hell had a convulsion and hell got upset and said Satan began to shake at the kneecap. Satan said, I got to hold him down here, because if I don't hold him, the victory belongs to him. You're God Almighty. And Satan couldn't hold him. Death couldn't hold him. And corruption said, I can't corrupt nothing if you don't hold him more than a week. Because they tell me, take about a week for the body start deteriorating. But Jesus Christ only had 3 days, and he had to leave, because he said, I'm going to go on topside, and when I go on topside, I'm going to proclaim, I got all power in heaven and earth in my hand. In other words, Jesus was saying, I'm able to save now. I'm able to walk inside of men by the Holy Spirit through his shed blood. I'm able to change men's lives. I'm able to change the whoremonger. I'm able to change the lesbian. I'm able to change the homosexual. I'm able to change the drunkard. I'm able to change the sodomite. I'm able to change anybody that want to be changed. Yeah. And the only way you can be changed is you got to want to be. You got to want to be like Christ. And if you want to be like Christ, Christ said, I'll knock on your door. And if you open up the door, I'll come in and sup with you, and you and me, and I'll be yours forever. Good God Almighty. Through the hard times, through the good times, through the rough times, I'll be with you, and I never will leave you nor forsake you. Satan said, I got to go back to heaven. And then guess what? He never got there. He never got there, because 3 days, Jesus Christ got up out of the grave. When he got up out of the grave, that was it. That was it for Satan. He was doomed. Now the only thing Satan can do, that's the only thing he can do, listen to me what I said. He can kill, he can rob, and he can destroy. That's what he can do. He can't do nothing else. People say, I've been blessed by the devil. Hey, whether you're blessed by the devil or not, the devil can fool you and think you, and tell you you got a blessing from the Lord, but it's from the devil. Amen. The devil can fool people. He's a great fooler. And now, we live in an age now where people are being deceived every day by Satan. Raw-headed, bull-headed, self-righteousness, mean and cruel. He's causing all these wars and hatred and racial injustice and killing and murder. He's all the, he's causing all the, God ain't causing it. It's because of the wickedness of Lucifer using the human race as meat bags. And guess what? He ain't in heaven yet. He can't get back there. He was in there one time. And that one time, he never will get back in there. He said, I will ascend to heaven. He's not there. This is what else he said. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's the second I will. I will exalt my throne. I'm going to be above God. And so Satan got this second wheel to exalt his throne above the throne of God, and he haven't got there yet. The only position he has now is in first and second heaven. He's in the cosmos, and he's in the atmosphere. But he said, I will send him into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Here's the third wheel. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation and the sides of the north. I got a direction to go. I got to go toward the north because that's where God's throne at. And I'm going to sit in the north. I'm going to get that throne. That's what he's been talking. Talk, talk, talk. That's all he can do. Talk, talk, talk. What are he going to do? He ain't never done nothing. He wouldn't help a blind woman across the street. The devil ain't going to help nobody. He'll help you to get something. He'll help you get something. Riches to block out the real meaning of life. He'll stop you from getting to the cross. That's one thing he planned to do. Men, women, boys, and girls, stay away from the cross. Don't go near that cross, man. That's too much power. That's awesome. You know what that cross will do to you? That cross will save your soul. That blood will wash you and make you white in the snow. That blood of Jesus Christ will make you fit for heaven. Woo! The only way you can be fit for heaven, you got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb, my brother. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care how many religions you done tried. I don't care how many times you done prayed. I don't care how many times you done gave your tithes and offer. I don't care how many times you done said you done good things. If you have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you're not going to go nowhere. And when the Antichrist come on the scene, you are going to believe him because men believe lies rather than the truth. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. That's the third one. Here's the fourth one. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I'm going to go above the clouds. I'm going to sit above the clouds. And guess what? He might ride above the clouds, but he won't get above the clouds where God at. He's talking. He said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be. Here's the last one, number five. I will be like the Most High. Okay. He's going to be like the Most High. So he's going to imitate the likeness of the Most High. He's going to imitate. The Antichrist is going to imitate Jesus Christ. He's going to come on the scene and say that he is Jesus. When he comes on the scene, he says he is Jesus. The world is going to say, yes, this must be Jesus Christ. This is what we've been waiting for. But he will not require repentance. He will not require holiness. He will not require anything pertaining to the righteousness of God. He will try to be like Christ. He will claim that he is Christ. He will come on the peace platform. And since the world is in war and commotions, he's going to come with a peace plan. And this peace plan will say that he will give the Jews a 7-year covenant, and the Jews will commence to accept the 7-year covenant that the Antichrist is going to sign. When he signs this covenant, he's going to confirm it and tell the Jewish people that he will protect them for 7 years of protection in Jerusalem, in the world. He will guard them, and the Jewish people will accept the invitation. But one thing that this Antichrist never have done, and that is he never died. He never went to the cross. He didn't do no miracles. But he's going to do miracles during the tribulation period. He never healed the sick. He never raised the dead. He never cast out devils. He never spoke 40 parables. He never had any nail priest in his hand. He never had parasites. He never had a crown of thorns on his head. And he never hung on the cross. And he never died. and came back from the grave in 3 days and three nights. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Guess what? He's going to do a miracle. Listen to me what I'm saying. He's going to do a miracle in the middle of the tribulation period. In the middle of the tribulation period, the Antichrist is going to do a duplicate of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Will be a total fake. But he's going to do it. He's going to do it because the Bible says in the 12th chapter, going into the 13th chapter, in the middle of the tribulation period, the 12th chapter says that Lucifer, which now is not called Lucifer, but that's his first name that he got, Son of the Morning. He is now called Beelzebub, the dragon, the old serpent, Apollyon, the wicked one, the son of perdition. He will do a duplicate of the resurrection of the true living God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is going to be assassinated in the middle of the tribulation period. This tribulation period will consist that when the Antichrist comes, he's going to rule and reign for the 3.5 years in a fake peace plan. But he's going to break that. When he breaks that peace plan, there's going to be a war in heaven. Who's going to fight? I tell you who's going to fight in the middle of the tribulation period. In the middle of the tribulation, there's going to be a galactical, divine, spiritual, warlike battle between the dragon and Michael, the archangel. Let me stop right there and kind of break that down for you. In the 12th chapter, we see the 7th verse. Now, this is going to actually happen. This is going to actually happen in the 12th verse. This is the middle of the tribulation period. The tribulation period goes from 3.5 years, and then there's a second 3.5 years. Well, the second 3.5 years will be hell on earth. The first 3.5 years is going to be a setup for a peace plan, but it's going to run into war. And in the middle of the tribulation period, there's going to be a war in the heavenlies. Michael and his angel will fight against the dragon and his angel. Listen to what it says. Because right now, the devil is the prince power of the air. He rules in first and second heaven. That's as far as he got. And he's been trying for the last 6,000 years to get back into heaven and go to the throne of God and take overthrow the kingdom of God. You fool. You big dummy. You stupid, ignorant, selfish, unrighteous, abominable branch. Don't you know you lost the battle? And you lost it for good. Now, here you are fighting against what? Let's see what the Bible says about this battle. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against a dragon and fought against the dragon and his angels. And prevailed not, neither was there place found any more in heaven. Now, Satan right now is the prince power of the air, and he rules in first and second heaven. So right now, Satan has control of the human race. Majority of people is controlled by Satan. Satan has power to prevent men from coming to Christ. And if men don't hear the word of God and preach the word of God and announce the word of God and proclaim the word of God and lift up the name of Jesus, men will never know that Christ is the only way man can be redeemed. And so now the devil is fighting against Michael and his angels because Michael is getting ready to cast the devil to the earth. The devil's coming to earth. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. The devil is coming to earth through UFOs, alien beings, wicked spirits, flying saucers, They are in first and second heaven. Men have seen army. The army, the navy, the marines have seen these entities flying through the air. These men have had contact with it. The Vatican of the Pope have had contact with these entities, and they are working with the human race, amen, to come down here and invade the planet. The planet is getting ready for an invasion. And it seems like the invasion has already got here. But it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. It's going to be unfit for a human being to even live in. And guess what happened? What the Bible says. This is what it said. And prevail not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. He's out of heaven now. All right? And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That verse tells you he's the dragon, the old serpent, the devil, Satan, deceiving what? The whole world. He deceived the majority of the people on the planet. He's lying. He's cheating. He's just a sinful creature. He's whoremongering. He's lesbianism. You got homosexuals. You got sodomites. You got people cutting up people. You got people offering sacrifices and babies and drinking their blood and drinking their urine. You got this in the Illuminati. You got this in the Baphomets. You got this in Bohemian Grove. You got this in the White House. You got this all over the world. There is a group called Synagogue of Satan. Synagogue of Satan is the world church organization by Satan, which he uses of offering sacrifices and babies, and he's doing everything wickedly. Wickedly. The more wicked you do things for the devil, the more power Satan will give an individual. Ooh. And so the devil, the dragon, was cast out of first and second heaven. That old serpent, the old critter, called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and the angels were cast out with him. What you talking about? I'm talking about one-third of the fallen angels that was cast out of heaven. Now they're going to be cast to earth. They're coming here. So what, there's going to be an invasion? Yes, there is going to be an invasion of demonic demons, and devils are going to invade this earth, and Michael will actually cast them out to the earth. So the devil is coming down here. He's here, but he ain't here on the earth. He's the prince power of the air, and he's trying to resist. He's trying to resist Michael from being cast out, because the minute he's cast out and the war comes, he knows he ain't nothing but a short path. And he's got to do what he got to do, what he got to do, and that is come to earth and try to destroy every human being on the planet through all kinds of diseases, all kinds of pestilence, all kinds of wars, all kinds of demonic, demonized people are destroying each other. And that's what the devil is trying to do. And he says, the whole world and the whole world was deceived the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels, every demon, and these demons are old. These guys are so old. They was before man got here. And when man got here, Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, demons were already here because they had fell from heaven. And then God created the heaven and earth. And since Satan always wanted to try to be like God and do what God said, okay, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to take over my plan. You're trying to take over eternity. And Satan couldn't handle eternity. He's the creator. The only one can handle eternity is God Almighty, because he ain't no beginning to God and there is no ending to God. And Jesus Christ said, I am the beginning. And I am the end. I am the first and I am the last. I am Alpha and I'm Omega. He is self-existent one. He is self-powered. Satan is not self-powered, but he's a created being. And since he's a created being, his downfall is coming closer. He's coming closer and closer to earth. As he gets closer, Michael will actually eliminate him from being in first and second heaven. When he comes to earth, earth time, there's something going to be going on the earth when Satan is cast out of heaven. I want you to get that. That's the 12th chapter. In the 12th chapter, Satan comes to earth, full blast, full power. He no longer rules first and second heaven. He can't get back into third heaven. He's doomed. He's getting ready now to do his thing that's going to cause deception to the world. And that is the Antichrist in the middle, the same time, about the same hour, about the same day, or same month, the hour that Lucifer is cast out of heaven, or Satan is cast out of heaven by Michael, there's going to be an assassination on the Antichrist. Now, you got to understand this now. There's going to be an assassination on the Antichrist. He's going to be killed with an assassin bullet. They're going to shoot him in the head just like they shot President Kennedy in the head. These same spirits, these same diabolical spirits that's been assassinating all kind of rulers in the last 6,000 years. Well, the final ruler will be the Antichrist, and he's going to be assassinated with a bullet to the head. And he will be literally killed. You hear what I said? Literally killed. And those that's left here after the rapture will witness this. Because the rapture is for the church and the church only. Only for born again, blood washed believers that's saying they trust, they rely, they depend, they hope in Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. And I know I've been redeemed by what? The blood of the Lamb. And so when Jesus Christ descends from heaven with a shout, that's the rapture. The church is raptured up into heaven, headed for the judgment seat of Christ. After the church is raptured up, the Antichrist will come on a peace platform. He will be coming on a white horse, not a white horse riding through the sky. No, he ain't going to come like that. But that's a symbolic of the Antichrist in the 6th chapter of Revelation. He comes riding on a white horse symbolically, but that will be the Antichrist coming probably in a white uniform. Woo! Riding to Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is the place in where the Antichrist is going to make his abode. Because Satan wants to be like the Messiah. He can't rule Jerusalem. He can't overtake Jerusalem. That's why the Muslims and the Hamas is trying to eliminate the Jewish people, because he knows that the King of Jews is coming. And if he can get rid of Israel, he's got Jerusalem. But he can't get rid of Israel. Israel is there for Alpha. And so when he comes on the scene, he will come on the peace flag. He will confirm a covenant that the work that the government is working on now, that America and Israel is working on now. In the first 3.5 years, the people are going to believe that this man is Jesus Christ, especially the Jewish people, because he's going to give them permission to rebuild the temple. Woo! And the temple right now is in preparation to get it started pretty soon. Amen. As soon as they get that red heifer, as soon as they get all the utensils together, they are going to get a verification from the Antichrist, build the temple. But the temple cannot be built until the removal of the church. When the removal of the church comes, the Antichrist is going to be the God of this age. And the God of this age is the devil himself. He's the God of this world. He rules the world in sin. See, he don't rule the world, but he rules the world in sin. Everything he can do is sin. Only thing he can do is damn people. Only thing he can do is send people to hell. Only thing he can do is blaspheme God and call God all kind of names and say God is dead. He ain't dead. But see, that's the only thing Satan can do. So he's the God of this age, and he's the God of people's lives who don't believe and accept Jesus Christ. People are worshiping the devil these days. Worshiping it? Yes, you can worship the devil. You worship the devil in music. You worship the devil in sex. You worship the devil in homosexual. You worship the devil in all wickedness. You're worshiping Satan. And the only way you can break that band, blood of Christ can break that band so you can worship God in spirit and in truth. So Satan ruled for 3.5 years through the Antichrist. And the world accepts him. The Jews accept you. And then after the 3.5 years are over, the world is going to see something else coming. Some people are going to dislike the Antichrist. Some. And they're going to plan, but this is the devil's planning. I'm going to make sure somebody assassinate King Felipe. That's his name. That's the Antichrist. Guarantee you. That's the Antichrist. King Felipe of Spain. He's been quiet ever since 1968. Ain't nobody heard of him. Ain't nobody seen him. Very few times you see him. But he's in Spain. Look on your YouTube. And you can find out. 6'6". 6'6". A military man. A religious man. Belongs to the Illuminati. Come on, y'all. He belongs to the Baphomet. And the Kabbalahs. He knows 10 different languages. He's been the king of Spain since 2014. Now he is called by the father of his father, the king of Jerusalem. The Jews is waiting for him. The Jews is anxious to get things started. And pretty soon it's going to get started because it cannot get started until the body of Christ is removed from the planet, because that's the only thing that he can resist. And the only thing is to stand up against him. So when the church is removed, the Antichrist will come. And he will make people believe that he is Jesus Christ. But the greatest miracle that God is going to permit to happen on this earth is when he gets assassinated. He will actually be dead for 3 days. You hear what I said? I'll show you. It says, listen to this. Just listen to this. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. The devil's cast down now, so he can't accuse the brethren. He can't accuse the saints. He's cast down to the earth. He's on earth now. The devil's on earth. And when he comes on earth, this is what's going to happen. And they overcame him. Woo! They overcame who? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. They love not their lives unto death. Only those been washed in the blood of the Lamb will be able to stand and resist the Antichrist. But when he gets shot with a bullet through the head, lay in the morgue, and the world is going to mourn for him. Oh, they killed Jesus. They killed Jesus. Oh, what are we going to do now? Oh, my God, we are done. They think they're worshiping Christ, but it's not Christ, it's the devil. Because when the devil's cast out of heaven, God is going to permit Lucifer, the one that said he's going to exalt his throne above God's throne. God is going to permit the devil to incarnate himself inside of the body of the Antichrist. and he's going to raise him from the dead, my friends. This is biblical. This is not my Bible. I didn't make this up. He's going to be resurrected from the dead after 3 days and three nights, and the world knows something about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but they don't know him. They know he stayed in the earth 3 days and three nights. And so the Antichrist is going to do a duplicate just like Jesus does, but it was done by the power of God, and Satan didn't have nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So he got his own to try to imitate who God is, and he is the devil. And guess what? And he said, and the testimony and the love does not that love their lives not into death. Therefore, rejoice ye heavens. Listen now, listen. Therefore rejoice ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. Listen to me now. For the devil is come down. All right, he came down from what? He came down from first and second heaven. Unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Don't you know the devil comes to earth? He knows that he ain't got but 3.5 years left before he be cast into the bottomless pit. Don't you know his time is so short? 1,260 days, 42 months, times and times and dividing time. He only got 3.5 years to do his devil diabolical plan and deceiving the world and believing that he is Jesus Christ. This is what it said. And then when the dragon saw that he was cast out to earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth a man child. And that is, he's going to persecute Israel. He's going to persecute Israel. Now, what happens after he's resurrected from the dead? In the 13th chapter of Revelation, listen to what I'm saying. 13th chapter, and I stood up on the sands of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads. Seven heads is seven world, seven empires that was up on the earth. The seven heads represent the seven empires that have been up on the earth, and that is the Egyptian Empire, the Assyrian Empire, the Median Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, the Roman Empire. Seven heads. And ten horns represent the ten European common markets in which the Antichrist will be in charge of. And upon his horn, ten crowns, the authority that he will have. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy. In other words, he's going to be political, religious, economical government, one world government that will persecute the saints of God and blaspheme heavens, and those that's in the parts of heaven, they will blaspheme and speak against heaven because the devil is mad now. He is mad. Can I say this? He is mad as hell. He is so mad that he's out to swoop anybody that claims the name of Jesus Christ during this year, last part of the 3.5 years. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. He's going to be swift. His feet were like the feet of a bear. He's going to be vicious. And his mouth as a lion, as the mouth of a lion. In other words, he'll have great authority. And the dragon gave him power. And his seat was a great authority. In other words, Satan will be in control through the beast of the 10 European common market, economical, political, and religious. He will be in total control. And he says, and I saw one of his heads, as it was wounded to death. That's the assassination of who? King Philippe. That's the assassination. When they shoot him in the head, pow! They're going to kill him. That's the head. Or the 11 horns spoken by Daniel the prophet. They will kill him. He will lay in the morgue for 3 days. And after the 3 days, and I saw one of his heads and it was wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. His bodily womb was healed. In other words, he was resurrected back to life by the devil incarnating him. Getting inside of his body, in his brains, in his blood system, he will be a spectator of all dictators ever lived on the planet. You can take every dictator, every tyrant, every communist, every socialist, every dictator that you can put together, take all the whoremongering warlike men and put them together. They will not come equal to what this man would have. He will influence people by looking at it. He will hypnotize people by looking at it. Why? Because the devil, for those that don't know Jesus Christ, amen, was sucking in to him. And guess what? His deadly wound was healed. And all the world, Lord have mercy, all the world will wonder after the beast. And they worship the dragon, the devil, which gave power unto the beast, the Antichrist. King Philippi, the devil's going to give him power. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Now, if you think anybody can fight the devil without Christ, you got another thinking coming. No man can defeat the devil. No man, no woman, no entity, no demon can defeat the devil. The only one that can defeat the devil is God Almighty, and he give all authority to his son, Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ comes back in power and in great glory, the devil will be defeated. But he's already been defeated because now he's down on earth. He's been cast out of first and second heaven, and he's headed for the bottomless pit. But before he goes to the bottomless pit, he got to reign up on the earth for 42 months, 3.5 years. And they tell me when he does that, guess what's going to break in up on the earth? Listen to what it says. And they worship the dragon and gave power. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast and who is able to make war with him? And there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him to continue 42 months. The 42 months equals 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against who? God. And blasphemed his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Who's dwelling in heaven while Satan is here on earth? The church. Because the church was taken up. And now we're in the last part of the tribulation period. The church is still in heaven. So he's blaspheming God and the church. And he hates the church now. People hate church anymore. People hate the cross anymore. People hate God anymore. And so now, the very devil that deceived them to believe that he is Jesus Christ, they're going to blaspheme God. They're going to speak against God. Now listen to what it says. And it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given to him over all kingdoms and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. Because God Almighty, all those names is not found written in the Lamb's book of life are going to be damned. And how are they going to be damned? They're going to be damned like this. The Antichrist comes, then after the Antichrist comes, John in the 11th verse says, I beheld another beast, oh my God, coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He spoke real soft, real kind. He kept his low profile. He kisses your feet, and he touches the little girls, and he touches the little babies and bless them and tell them, oh, asalakanama and all that stuff. And he got prayer beads, and he called himself the Pope. That's the false prophet. The man is false. The man is a quack. The man is a lying spirit. And he's going to tell the world to worship the beast And the world now is getting the Roman Catholic Church together to unite all different kinds of faith to come under one umbrella, and they are going to consider themselves as being the world church. That's the world church. Those are unregenerated people who don't know who Jesus Christ is as their personal Savior. They will link up with the Roman Catholic Church and come under one world religion where you can believe your own God, but let us come together in our own way. Make no difference who you are, liar, cheat, backbiter, whoremonger, don't make no difference. We are all going to join together under one influence, and we are going to worship the Antichrist. We believe that this man is Jesus Christ, and he will be a stone liar. Listen, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. So he's going to point all the world to worship the first beast. The first beast is Jesus Christ. I'm just the acting of the Holy Spirit leading you to Christ. Because the devil has a triune. He has a father, he has a son, and he has his malignant spirit. God is God the Father, God's Son, God the Holy Spirit. There you go with that copycat again. He ain't but an old copycat. Woo! He said, and he does great wonders so that he maketh fire to come down out of heaven. He's going to do this on earth in the sight of men and deceiveth them that dwell on earth by the means of those miracles. So this year, Antichrist, and this year, our false prophet is going to do miracles up on the earth. It's going to be televised. Well, yes, it is. It's going to be dynamite. It's going to be such a catastrophe and such a failure that Satan is going to make up on the men and the women on this planet that believe that they can go to heaven any kind of way and worship the devil and still go to heaven and believe in the devil and still go to heaven. You are a lying wonder, and the devil's a liar, and the truth is not in him. He said, and he does great wonders that make a fire to come down to heaven and on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying unto them that dwell upon earth that they should make an image. They're going to make an image, and they're going to put it in the temple. Because the devil is going to desecrate the temple, abomination, desolation that the Jews are going to build. Amen. And they're working on it now, and it's going to be built, and they're going to set an image of the beast in the temple, and which had the wound by the sword and didn't live. He said, well, we're going to honor him. Why? Because he was resurrected from the dead. So this got to be Jesus Christ. This is a real one, but it's going to be the fake of the fakes of the fake of the fake of the fake. And they're going to have an image of the beast. And he said he had power to give life into the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, this machine, half human and half machine, an image of the beast, he's going to give him power to speak. And here comes the last 3.5 years that's going to bring hell on this earth. Listen to the 16th verse. It says, and he causes all, A-L-L, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Well, look at this. The coronavirus made the gateway, for people to believe. By you not taking a shot, and that you won't be able to go different places and have your own freedom, you got to receive a shot. Well, this is going to be a different shot. This is going to be a shot that determines whether you go to heaven or hell. And that is, this of the beast is a computer chip that's put in your right hand or on your forehead. And if you want to buy, if you want to sell, if you want to live in your house, if you want to go to the bank, if you want to do any kind of business, if you want to do any kind of business, you're going to have to receive a computer chip in your hand, in your forehead, to recognize that you believe that this man is Jesus Christ, and so you will actually receive it on your forehead or on your right hand. If you do not receive it, if you do not go with that kind of system of government, you will be killed. You will be killed by execution. And the execution machine that they will be using during the time of the tribulation will be the guillotine. The guillotine is on its way back to America, to the countries of the world. They are going to use the guillotine to behead people. In the Old Testament, the only way that they had to use is they put you in a fiery furnace. And only three men withstood not to bow down to the statue that Nebuchadnezzar had built. They say, we refuse to bow down and will not curb on what we say. For we know a God in heaven who's able to deliver us from this system that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Well, there's another system coming. And a last part of the tribulation, there's a system called the guillotine system. And the guillotine will be set on church lawns. It will be in different cities. Men will be handcuffed. Men will be put in train cars. Men will be sent to the FEMA camp. Men will actually say that this man is Jesus Christ. If you don't receive the mark of this man's number or his name, you won't be able to buy and sell. And the Bible says, and all the world wondered after the beast. This is the last part of the tribulation. This is about 3.5 years before Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. When he comes back to earth, he's not going to be on no donkey. When he comes back to earth, he's not going to be on no mule. And when he comes back to earth, they tell me heaven is going to split wide open from the east to the west. And they tell me when Jesus Christ comes back, he's coming back with the saints of God. He's coming back with the church. He's coming back with the redeemed one. He's coming back with the born-again believer. He's coming back with the ones that accepted him as Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Son of the living God, and they're going to split the sky. And guess what? When he split the sky, the moon and the sun are going to go out, and the world, the Bible tells me, the world, whole world is going to wail with a great noise. They're going to wail with a great noise because they're going to see the Son of Man coming back on a white horse. A white horse. I'm coming back on a white horse one of these days. I'm coming back with Jesus Christ, and all the saints of God is going to be with Christ, and we're going to rule and reign on this planet. We're going to rule and reign on this planet. We are going to have a shouting time. We are going to have a boat. Beautiful, gorgeous. Ooh, can't even comprehend what my spirit can't even comprehend what we're going to see and what we're going to witness when we come back with Christ. But this mark of the beast that I'm talking about, once you get this mark, your soul is damned. Once you receive this mark, when you receive the coronavirus shot, thank God and hope to God it don't harm people. But everybody wants a shot. Some say now, if you don't get the shot, you won't be able to go to work. If you don't get the shot, you won't be able to go out. Now, let me tell you, Jesus Christ is coming soon. And he's going to remove the church out of this mess that Satan done and got men into. And those that receive the mark, there's a computer chip inside of that that changes your DNA. This is the mark of the beast. The coronavirus is not the mark of the beast, but it's pointing towards the mark of the beast. It's pointing towards the mark of the beast. Some people want to still live, so they go get the shot and see if they're going to get it. Some don't want to get it. I'm trusting in Jesus Christ for my health. I ain't trusting man for nothing. I'm crazy, I know. I'd rather be crazy and right than not crazy and wrong. So this Antichrist will talk to this image of the beast and cause everybody that wants to participate in the economical world, in the religious world, and in the political world must receive this mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And they will implant this computer chip inside your skin. And when they plant that in there, that means that you accept the homage and the worship of the devil. You actually sold your soul to the devil. That's what you done. You sold your soul to the devil. And Jesus Christ faced Satan on the Mount of Temptation, and Satan tried to sell Jesus Christ to the world. He said, if you will fall down and worship me, I will give you the kingdom. And the world is telling people today, if you will fall down and worship sex, fall down and worship homosexuality, fall down and worship lesbianism, fall down and worship lying, cheating, backbiting, whoremongering, fall down and worship Satan, worship, I will give you the world. And the world is saying, give me the world, and I'll take you to hell later. And Jesus Christ said, what profit a man to gain the whole round world and lose his soul? Because if you go to hell, it won't be nobody's fault but yours. There's no excuse for nobody going to hell. If you go to hell, you'll want to go just to get satisfaction of this worldly pleasure. But when you get to hell, you're going to wish that you never was born. You're going to wish you never was named when you come out your mother's womb. Five things you can take to hell with you. Five things. You can take your eyesight. You can take your smell. You can take your taste. You can take your hearing. You can take your memory. That's the only thing you can take to hell with you. You can't take your Cadillac, you can't take your women, you can't take your beer, you can't take your golf club, you can't take nothing, because when you came into the world, you came in with nothing, and when you leave, you're going to leave with nothing. But I'm going to tell you one thing, you better leave with Jesus Christ, because if you leave without him in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your thought, in your prayers, in everything you got, if you leave without being redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, hell will be your home with a permanent residence. You'll never be able to move out. No breaks in hell, no water in hell, no sunlight in hell, no peace in hell, no friends in hell. Nobody gonna be your friend in hell. Satan's not gonna be your friend in hell. He's not your friend now. But there's only one friend that was sticking closer than a brother. Why don't you come on and accept Jesus Christ? Why don't you come on and accept him? It's not hard. It's not difficult. Because let me tell you something. Without Jesus Christ dying and coming back from the grave, the whole world will go to hell. You hear what I said? I said, without Jesus Christ dying, suffering, standing in the grave for 3 days and three nights and coming back home, and sitting on the right hand side of the Father right now, everybody on this planet will go to hell. Did you know that? Yes. You're going to hell not because of what you didn't do or what you do. You're going to hell because you refuse. You refuse to repent of your low-down, dirty, rotten, carnal nature sin that you have done of walking in unbelief and denying the only begotten Son of God who gave his life for you. Woo! He gave his life. He gave it up. And he said, I got power to lay it down, and I got power to pick it up again. I receive this of my Father, which is in the bosom of my Heavenly Father. Why don't you come and accept Jesus Christ? Things are going in this world today over there in the Middle East, and how the Jews are getting ready to establish a temple. Well, he ain't got too much longer before the catching away of God's people. And that means in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall be caught to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. Let me tell you, whatever you do, do it now, and that is repent and come on to Jesus Christ. I don't have too much time. My time is running out. I thank God Almighty that I'm able to preach the gospel for this long. And that's 56 years. 56 years I've been preaching the burial, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the Son of God, God himself in the flesh. I've been preaching 144,000. I've been preaching the 7-year tribulation. I've been preaching the peace treaty. I've been preaching coming up. Russia and Israel is coming up. Russia wants it. Russia wants to take control of Jerusalem and China. There's a war coming. World War III is on its way. And what you see in the Middle East now is only a beginning, and it ain't going to cease. It ain't going to stop because Christ is getting ready to come back. But before I tell you, before he comes back, remember the Antichrist, when he comes, he's going to come with some sweet words. And there's going to be many people, many, many people missing from this planet. Thousands and millions from around the world are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air in the twinkling of an eye. And we'll be out of here. And those that's left, we'll have, not a last time, we're going to have the end time gospel preached to them. Because after the end time, after the rapture of the church, people are going to get saved after the rapture. And how God is going to do it, he's going to do it through 144,000 Jews and through two witnesses that's going to come on the scene during the tribulation period. The first 3.5 years, God's going to send 144,000 Jews filled with the Holy Ghost, sealed with the Spirit. They're going to preach for 1,260 days. And they're going to preach times and times and dividing time, which equals 3.5 years. They're going to preach that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and that he's coming back to settle the millennium kingdom, and he's coming back because the time the fullness of the Gentiles will be over, and God's going to bring the Jews back into the relationship of grafting them back into the office, and the gospel will be preached by the Jewish people, and people will hear it. Okay.